This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Though Arizona is far from alone as a place where for-profit colleges and universities have been established, the Valley-based University of Phoenix and Grand Canyon University are widely acknowledged as having been leaders in the field. The reputation of for-profits, though, has suffered because of some questionable practices. But ASU professor Barry Bozeman has done extensive research into what for-profits do well and the opportunity they have to make a positive impact going forward. That'll be part of the Institutional Design Frontiers and Higher Education Summit coming to Scottsdale on April 9th and 10th. Barry Bozeman is one of the organizers, and he joins me now. Barry, good morning.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
For-profit colleges in general have faced a lot of criticism for relying on federal student grants, loans for income, but then leaving a lot of students with potentially sort of insurmountable debt. What do you make of the reputation of for-profit colleges and universities at that point? Is that perception making sense?
Well, I think there's some data that speak to those issues. For example, according to a U.S. Senate panel that was convened, 86% of the revenue from for-profit universities comes from federal sources. Mm-hmm. And so the idea that these are traditional private sector organizations is actually not supported with the evidence. And one of the reforms that has been suggested is requiring for-profits to have at least 15% of their revenue come from sources that are not federal grants, Pell grants, veterans benefits, and so forth. So that part of the reputation seems to be fairly clear. But I do want to emphasize that, in general, we can make suggestions about the behavior of private organizations and private colleges overall. But in fact, there's a lot of variation there. You know, there's some that are doing things quite well. There's others not so well. And there's others that are really actually kind of dodgy. So it's hard to lump them all together.
So how much of a challenge is it then to get past that perception specifically, but even more generally, people have this thing, well, privates are going to do this better. Publics are going to do this better. That happens in business and education.
Correct. Yeah, that's actually one of the things that we're focusing on at the conference is trying to break through some of those stereotypes, because we do know that there are perceptions that are not entirely based in fact. For example, we have a perception that for-profit universities are going to be more efficient, but from the standpoint of the cost of educating students, they're certainly not more efficient. The numbers are very much not in their favor. In fact, they require about twice the amount of revenue for every bachelor's degree they turn out. So that stereotype doesn't work so well. And at the same time, some of the stereotypes that we have about not-for-profit universities, traditional universities, state universities, those stereotypes don't work quite as well either.
Let's come back to what you had to say about the less federal funding. How are for-profits adapting, or how do you think they're going to try to adapt to that?
Well, this is a time of great crisis for for-profits. And, of course, what often happens in times of great crisis is there's shakeouts. Things change a lot. One of my criticisms of for-profits is their business model has not been sufficiently differentiated. You know, it's kind of the unit of production, get people in, recruit them, make a profit on their education, ship them out. Not very much in student services, not worrying too much about placement except for advertising. The placement records aren't very good. I think that's all going to change. I think people who kind of cling to that model are going to find with increased scrutiny, with a more competitive environment, it's just not going to work. For example, one of the things, this was a story on NPR today. Mm-hmm. They were talking about the fact that the University of Phoenix is having a 14% decline in revenues, partly because of the improving economy, and people are less likely than they would be under a recession time to think about going to school part-time. But the other part of it is universities are becoming much more adept, traditional universities, at online education.
Right.
And the NPR story mentioned specifically Arizona State and the University of New Hampshire. And as someone who works at Arizona State and someone who is actually teaching his first online course next fall, I can certainly tell you that we are trying to carve out a niche there. And we're not doing that as a means of competing with for-profits. We're doing it because we think it's important. So, you know, mm-hmm. we can learn from them, too. And I think there's some things they can learn from us.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix, talking with ASU professor Barry Bozeman, who's done extensive research into what for-profit colleges and universities do and do well. Barry, the phrase public-private partnership has become a common one in the world of business. I want to talk a little bit about the summit in a minute or so, but generally, it seems as though the for-profit colleges and universities are going about as head-to-head as they can with the more traditional universities, that they frankly, and Michael Crow doesn't seem to like Grand Canyon University a lot. There seems to be kind of a head-to-head battle, but can there be some more cooperation, let's put it that way, an effective cooperation going forward? And does there need to be?
Absolutely. There can be, there needs to be, and there has not been. Previously, the for-profit universities have tended to wall themselves off not only from traditional universities, but from one another. And I think one of the reasons that some of them run into problems is they're kind of inward-looking, their focus is narrow. But there's all sorts of potential that is not now being realized for for-profits to work cooperatively with more traditional universities, the state universities, the nonprofit universities. So I can just give you a couple of examples.
Please, yeah.
So one example would be for-profit universities can, in some cases, do a really good job of what I call compensatory education. And that is, particularly in states where the K through 12 is not thriving, sometimes smart people come to college without all the tools they need. And to some extent, the community colleges play a role in that, and often quite an important role. In my program, some of our best students are from the community colleges. But the community colleges are having their own hard times, including, for example, a cutback to zero on state funding. And it's certainly possible that the for-profit could play that niche. That's only one of many examples. The other thing that they could do quite well, again, with more traditional universities is student-focused cooperative research. One of the things that I would like to see would be to have for-profit universities actually have a research program. To a large extent, that hasn't been emphasized whatsoever. In fact, the first person I ever met who founded a for-profit college says, "We, you know what we call researchers?" And I said, "What?" "Fired." Well,
oh my gosh.
that needs to change. I understand that there's very big teaching needs, and I understand that we don't need people in for-profits doing highly esoteric research. But when people are not researchers in any manner whatsoever, then the students suffer, and they particularly suffer research-based education.
And very briefly, let's come back to the summit that's coming April 9th and 10th that you'll be hosting. And as I said, you'll be having leaders of for-profit universities in the same area as leaders of the traditional universities. First of all, are there going to be cages involved, or will they be able to talk to each other without...
Well, we are trotting out the octagon, okay. And we're liberalizing the mixed martial arts rules. No, seriously. We are having people on panels to talk about ways of cooperation, problems with competition. And I think it's going to be very productive. And surprisingly, as far as I know, this hasn't really happened before. You know, to a large extent, the people in the for-profit universities have not been integrated in the higher education system.
So in an ideal world, though, what do you hope to get from having them on panels together, really coming face-to-face and talking about these things?
I hope what we'll do is talk about some solutions and some innovations. There's no reason why for-profit universities should not be highly innovative. That's what we expect of the private sector, but, you know, you asked me about stereotypes being defied. That's one where they've been defied. We've been trying to do some work on innovations in for-profit universities. We haven't been able to find very many. So that's one possibility. I think there are some ways in which there's just obvious cooperation that's not technical or complicated, like, for example, making it easier for people to move back and forth between for-profit universities and traditional universities, having joint curriculum planning. We do this already with community colleges and do it very effectively. So if we're going to have accredited for-profit universities, which we do, why not partner by just making sure that students can flow from one to the other without grave difficulties?
Barry, final question for you. This has to do with Grand Canyon versus University of Phoenix, and I just bring that up because these are two locally based groups. Grand Canyon, though it has emphasized online, has also tried to give that traditional campus experience.
Yes.
University of Phoenix has not done that. What do you think of those models generally?
Well, I think one of the interesting points is that there was a lot of discussion at Grand Canyon until apparently very recently about becoming a nonprofit, because in fact they do seem to look quite a bit more like a nonprofit than most other for-profits. I just read today that they're beginning to abandon that idea. Their shareholders are not seem to be going for that. Whereas University of Phoenix started out as a pioneer in adult education, online education, and still embraces that model. I think there's room for both. That's kind of the point that I'm making, is that we need more diversity. We need innovation. We need to be able to choose which model seem to work and which ones don't work so well. And I think increasingly we can do that with more variety among the for-profit universities.
Barry Bozeman is Arizona Centennial Professor of Public Management and Technology Policy in the School of Public Affairs, also Director of the Center of Organizational Research and Design in the College of Public Service and Community Solutions. We've been talking about the Institutional Design Frontiers and Higher Education Summit coming to Scottsdale on April 9th and 10th. Professor Bozeman is one of the organizers. Barry, thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot. I enjoyed it.